destined to become one of the great strategic mistakes of Napoleon's career, the Spanish campaign had its origins in a desire to avenge a British attack on neutral Denmark. In reprisal, Napoleon sent an overland expedition to Lisbon in hopes of seizing the fleet of England's ally, Portugal. Due in part to insufficient cooperation from the Spanish, however, the mission failed of its objective, and the French emperor took out his frustration by orchestrating an overthrow of the Spanish throne. In April of 1808, the Spanish king was forced to renounce his crown in favor of a monarch of Napoleon's choosing. When the French attempted to remove the 14-year-old Prince Francisco from the royal palace, however, the boy put up a struggle, and the population of Madrid suddenly rose up in revolt. The brutal French repressions which followed only fed the fires of Spanish nationalism, and soon the entire country was engaged in a savage guerrilla war against the French army of occupation. In the first phase of the fighting, Spanish regulars surrounded and captured a force of some 17,000 French troops at Bailén, following up their success with an advance on Madrid. With the entire country in revolt, the French-backed king, Joseph Bonaparte, abandoned the capital and withdrew to Vitoria. Meanwhile, a British expedition under Arthur Wellesley landed in Portugal, driving French occupation forces back upon Lisbon. By November of 1808, Napoleon had himself assumed control of the campaign, undertaking a well-orchestrated advance upon Madrid. Defeating a series of Spanish forces, he reoccupied the capital on December 3rd and went on to reinstate his brother on the Spanish throne. His forced occupation of Spain quickly proved a persistent drain on French resources, however, and would have far-reaching consequences for his European empire, giving the lie to his role as liberator and fueling a growing propaganda war.